Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my superfine wife, Beth. Hallelujah. On today's call,
we have a do not fear scripture.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah. And it's from 1 Peter 3:14. Just finished 1 Peter yesterday. 1 Peter 3:14, it says, "But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened."
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's a good word.
So today,
on today's call, we're going to discuss ignorant, stupid, or naive. You ever heard something that sounded good, even kind of scriptural, but it was wrong? I once had a man say to me, "God is going to provide for me. I don't have to worry. God feeds the birds and he'll feed me and my family." Truthfully, I'm not sure if this man was scripturally ignorant, naive, or maybe even stupid. Scripturally ignorant means that you don't know the truth. Think about that. Scripturally stupid means you know the truth but choose to ignore it. Scripturally naive means that you think everything will turn out, even though it...
the person does nothing to do nothing. To go for it.
That's it.
That's it.
Whatever, he took several truths, connected them together to this point, and that made it just plain wrong. First, God does want to provide for you. Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Second, God tells us not to worry. Philippians 4:6, New Living Translation. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." Deuteronomy 31:6, Message Bible. God is striding ahead. God is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Don't be intimidated. Don't worry. We could list multiple scriptures that would reinforce the ones that we've just given you to prove that God doesn't want you to worry and that he will provide for you. Both of those thoughts are true, but the inference that we should do nothing is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of called, if you don't work, you don't eat, right, baby?
That's it. When it comes to God feeding the birds, let's look at Matthew 6:26. "Behold the fowls of the air, for they that sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And you not as much better than they?" If you were to interpret this verse to mean that you should, that you don't have to do anything, then you'd be in error, serious error. Not only that, but you would be destined to live a life of mediocrity and insufficiency. People who adapt this philosophy of life are as lost as a goose in a blizzard when it comes to finances. They don't know how to balance their checkbook, and I'd venture to say they don't have a clue what their bank balance is. Hallelujah. Similarly, these folks don't have a budget, a spending or a financial plan, and could easily develop a victim complex, believing that nothing is ever their fault. The basis for this faulty assumption is the notion that God will provide for those who do nothing. And that's just wrong on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got to be clear, though. Jesus is not telling us to be, he's not telling us that we can become couch potato waiting for someone to bring us supper. There are some people who do that. But as we were, looking into this, we were seeing several birds, which we enjoy so much, eating breakfast. Not one of them pulled a worm out of the ground. and put it into another bird's mouth because I went out there and fed them myself. Anyway, we do enjoy
every
having
day.
The birds. That's right. And we like to provide for them. And I guess probably in the scheme of things, we have to think about the fact that perhaps, yeah, God's using us to provide for them, right?
That's it.
But birds do have to work for their food. They have to get out of the trees, off the fence. They have to come up and fly in and be the first ones in there to grab it. The truth of the matter is they're generally flying at first light, searching for food. A bird has to have twice their weight because it takes a lot of energy to fly. So if they didn't work for their food, they wouldn't be eaten either. They would eventually die. But God provides for them, whether it's through people who put out bird seed and stuff, or if they're having to get the things out off of other places. You know, when we work, we are literally showing ourselves faithful because God does provide for us. The book of James goes into working, and if you know what I'm saying is work, faith without works is dead. But if you don't know how much money you have or where it's going or how much debt you have or have a plan to pay it off, then we're really not being the kind of stewards that God is wanting us to be. So the next question would be this: who is the least likely to live in anxiety? Well, it could be the person who knows how much they have and what they owe and when they will be debt-free. It's called knowing the state of your flocks and herds.
That's it.
In the Proverbs. And the person who spends everything they get with the illusion that, oh, well, there's always tomorrow. Well, we know the answer to that one. And it's obvious. So let us also be clear about another point. There's a big difference between faith and presumption. Fred Price years ago, wrote a book called Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. Faith requires trust in God. It does. Presumption is an assumption. Let me say that again. Presumption is an assumption, not based on scriptural laws, based on what you're hoping for the lust of your flesh, really. Not hoping in God. It would be foolish to build the largest, most decadent-looking hot fudge sundae you've ever seen, extend your hand over it and say, calories, come out in Jesus' name. That is not faith. That is called foolishness. Sometimes we do that and laugh about it. But it's not faith, presumption to spend more than we earn and think that God's going to just come in and send collie dogs down the road with, you know, bags in their mouth full of money. That would just be foolish. The birds have to work too. They have to build nests. They make hundreds of trips, bringing little beaks full of material each time they provide a home, to be able to provide a home for their family. If a storm of life destroys their nest, they have to start over. We've had birds come and tuck up underneath our porch.
Yes.
But it was so precious. They get up there and they tuck up underneath and sleep. And they do that for many nights after we've had a bad storm. And then they disappear because they were able to build their nest back. So God does provide for the birds. But he also expects them to do their part, which is make their little nests that they'll be able to live in. And aside from that, have you ever noticed that birds sing while they work? They're happy in what they are doing. They appreciate the opportunity of living and providing for their family as it's is just part of it. They're not moved by circumstances. They make their way and keep on going. Although I will say that I love it when I go out to feed the birds early in the morning, and I hear them start singing off in the trees going, she's here. Hallelujah. Wait just a few minutes. She's coming. And we can run over there, fly over there.
You know, it's fun watching the birds.
It really is.
And
like all kinds.
They know they can come to the herring house and be safe.
Have a herring. That's right. I pray a hedge of protection.
So, by the way, if they have to rebuild that nest, just remember, they're still singing. Truthfully, certain birds amaze us. For instance, the tiny hummingbird. In order to hover at a flower or feeder, the hummingbird's wings beat at the rate of 75 beats per second.
That's amazing.
Now, that's what we call work. During the years we've been on planet Earth, we've heard people refer to other people as bird brains. This insult generally refers to the size of a bird's brain and is generally leveled at someone who doesn't think or speaks without thinking. Here's what we know. Birds have a great work ethic. They provide for their families. They see a world filled with possibilities, and they're always singing. Think about this question. When you hear birds singing, does it make you feel better? For most people, the answer would be yes. Perhaps birds understand Ephesians 4:23 in the Living Bible a little better than humans when it says, now your attitudes and thoughts must be constantly changing for the better. That's a great scripture.
Mm-mm.
The man I mentioned in the beginning of the call was right in one respect. We're not to worry. Worry, anxiety, and depression are the devil's anointing. Philippians 4:6, the Living Bible. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. Hallelujah. When we commune with our Heavenly Father, He always, always provides for and empowers us to achievements beyond our natural mind and or abilities. Philippians 4:13 in the Living Bible. For I can do everything God asked me to do with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. Well, let me just point out that my favorite baseball player, Aaron Judge, on his Twitter account, or it's now called X account, has that scripture across the top. And I love it. But make no mistake about it. God wants us maximizing our stewardship of the things that He entrusts to us. If you want more blessings than ever, show yourself faithful with what you got.
And he won the, tell me the award again.
The Roberto Clemente Award.
Yeah.
For the most humanitarian
deeds in a year.
By a baseball player.
By a baseball player.
Each team nominates one person. And he won out of all 30.
Yeah. Wow.
And what we've shared today, we call a bird's eye view of the truth.
There you go.
And that's what we need and what we should be doing. And let me say this. If you're blessed by these teachings or by our ministry, today, this second day of November, ask God what seed He'd have you sow into the work that we're doing
mm-hmm.
right here on planet Earth.
Just do what He says. That's all we ever ask.
Ever ask. That's
it. We love feeding the birds. We love feeding people the truth from the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.